Penguin Random House Audio presents Men Without Women, Stories by Haruki Murakami. Translated from the Japanese by Philip Gabriel and Ted Goosen. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Drive My Car. Based on the many times he had ridden in cars driven by women, Kafuku had reached the conclusion that most female drivers fell into one of two categories. Either they were a little too aggressive or a little too timid. Luckily, and we should all be grateful for this, the latter were far more common. Generally speaking, women were more cautious than men behind the wheel. Of course, that caution was nothing to complain about, yet their driving style tended to irritate others on the road. Most of the aggressive women, on the other hand, seemed convinced they were great drivers. In most cases, they showed their timid sisters nothing but scorn, and were proud that they, at least, weren't like that. They were oblivious to the gasps and slammed brakes that accompanied their sudden and daring lane changes, and to the less than complimentary words directed at them by their fellow drivers. Of course, not all women belonged to one of those two groups. There were those normal drivers who were neither too aggressive nor too cautious. Some could even be called experts. Nevertheless, somehow or other, even with those expert female drivers, Kafuku usually sensed a certain tension. There was no concrete reason that he could point to, but from where he sat in the passenger seat, he felt a kind of friction in the air, and it made him tense. His throat would turn dry, or he would start saying foolish, totally unnecessary things just to bury the silence. Certainly there were good and bad male drivers, too. Yet, in most cases, their driving didn't create the same charged atmosphere. It wasn't that they were especially laid back. In reality, they were probably tense, too. Nevertheless, they seemed to be able to separate their tension and who they were in a natural, likely unconscious, way. They could converse and act normally even while focused on the road, as in, that belongs there and this belongs here. Kafuku had no idea where this difference between men and women drivers came from. Kafuku seldom drew distinctions between men and women in his daily life, nor was he apt to perceive any difference in ability between the sexes. There were as many women as men in his line of work, and he actually felt more at ease working with women. For the most part, women paid closer attention to details, and they listened well. The only problem occurred when he got in a car and found a woman sitting beside him with her hands on the steering wheel. That he found impossible to ignore. Yet he had never voiced his opinion on the matter to anyone. Somehow, the topic seemed inappropriate. Thus, when Oba, who ran the garage where he serviced his car, recommended a young woman to be his personal driver, Kafuku looked less than thrilled. Oba smiled at his reaction. "Yeah, I know how you feel," the mechanic's face said. "But she's one heck of a driver. I can guarantee that no problem. Why don't you meet her and see for yourself?" "Sure, since you recommend her," Kafuku said. He needed to hire a driver as quickly as possible, and Oba was someone he trusted. He had known the impish man with hair that bristled like wire for 15 years. When it came to automobiles, Oba's word was as good as gold. "To be on the safe side, I'm going to take a look at your wheel alignment, but assuming that's okay, you can pick up your car the day after tomorrow at 2 p.m. Why don't I ask the girl to come then too, so you can check her out? Maybe have her drive you around the neighborhood? You can level with me if you don't like her. No skin off my nose if you don't." "How old is she?"
"Never got around to asking, but I would guess in her mid-20s, Oba said. Then he gave a slight frown. "Like I said, she's a great driver, but..."
"But?"
"Well, how should I put this? She's not exactly the congenial type."
"In what way?"
"She's brusque, shoots from the hip when she..."